derived through healthcare effectiveness data and information system, or HEDIS, procedures and indirect estimation.
So first, I'd like to thank the organizers for allowing me to come give this talk today, and we're going to be talking about chlamydia screening coverage and how one goes about estimating it. So chlamydia screening programs were started in the early 1980s, and early evaluations of these programs suggested that screening decreased prevalence. However, these declines in prevalence did not persist, suggesting that chlamydia screening programs may not be as effective as we previously thought. Screening coverage is a key component to evaluating these programs. However, how to best measure screening coverage remains to be uncertain. The purpose of our study was to compare different methods for estimating chlamydia screening coverage in Washington State. The first method is the HEDIS measure, which stands for the Healthcare Effectiveness Data and Information System, or SET, I think, and it's the standard approach. Now, this measure divides the number of women who are tested by an estimate of the number of women who are sexually active in the prior year. The second estimate, is the indirect estimation. This is a calculated estimate, and this takes the number of reported cases and you divide it by the prevalence in the tested population, and then divide that result by the number of women who are estimated to be sexually active in the previous year. So the HEDIS measure was developed by the National Committee on Quality Assurance in 2000, and this utilizes laboratory procedure, diagnosis, and prescription codes from medical claims billed to the insurance company. These codes deal with pregnancy, contraception, and treatment and testing for STDs. This is a sentinel-based population estimate, and for our study, we utilized Group Health Cooperative, which is the largest health maintenance organization in Washington State. And we examined women aged 15 to 25 years, which is the current CDC recommendation. Now, the standard HEDIS age range is 16 to 24 years, but we wanted to match CDC's recommendation. We created four estimates of screening coverage. The numerator is the same for all estimates. It's the number of women tested. And the denominator we changed to explore the sexually active population. Let's see if I can use the mouse. Nope. Okay. So the first estimate is the HEDIS utilizer estimate. This is the one that's highlighted. This is the standard estimate that's used. It's used in the Healthy People 2020 goals. And this examines utilizers, which are women who used the healthcare system in the previous year, and bases the probability or proportion of women who are sexually active based on their medical claims. We think this is kind of a faulty estimate because this is a quality assurance estimate, not a public health measure. So we created three additional estimates for screening coverage. The second estimate is the NSFG utilizer estimate. Again, this is among all utilizers. And we used the National Survey of Family Growth to obtain the proportion of women who are estimated to be sexually active in the prior year. This is a national probability sample of men and women aged 15 to 44 years. The last two estimates are the HEDIS enrollee and the NSFG enrollee. So instead of the utilizer population, what we used is all women who were enrolled in Group Health Cooperative in 2009, and then we applied the HEDIS and the NSFG proportions to that population. So the indirect estimate, it was created by CDC investigators in 2004. This is more of a general population-based estimate, and we looked at women who resided in Washington State according to the 2010 census, and again, women were aged 15 to 25 years. So for this estimate, we also created four estimates of screening coverage. In this instance, the numerator is different in these estimates. It's changed to explore the positivity of chlamydia and that impact on screening coverage. And then the denominator is the same. And the denominator was, again, is the estimated number of women who are sexually active in the prior year. Our first estimate was the indirect Group Health Cooperative estimate. This used the positivity from Group Health Cooperative, and we figured this was a kind of a lower risk population. The second estimate is indirect IPP. This is highlighted because this is the standard approach. And this used the positivity from the Washington State IPP funded sites. And we figure this is probably more of a higher risk population estimate. For a medium risk population estimate, we looked at the mean positivity across four commercial laboratories. Washington State does a laboratory survey, so we were able to contact laboratories that conduct the majority of the chlamydia tests, and we obtained either de-identified line-listed information from them or the aggregate information, the number of tests, number of positive cases, and the number of women tested. And then finally, we created a weighted composite estimate. Now, this estimate is two parts. The first part is for a certain portion of the number of the reported cases in Washington, we actually know the number of tests it took to find those cases. And then we use the indirect methods for the remaining proportion of cases, and we use the weighted positivity, weighted by the total number of tests across all laboratories. So here are the results. Again, the numerator is the same for the HEDIS measure, and we had about 10,000 women tested at Group Health Cooperative in 2009. And the denominator is varied based on HEDIS versus NFG proportion of women who are sexually active, and then enrollees versus utilizers. And we can see that the HEDIS estimate of women who are sexually active is about 60.3%, and the NSFG estimate was about 61.1%. We had 48,000 women enrolled in Group Health Cooperative who were aged 15 to 25 years, and 78% of them were utilizers. And we can see that since the HEDIS estimate and the NSFG estimates are so similar that their screening coverage estimates are very similar, about 44%. And when we transferred we changed the denominator from utilizer to enrollee, screening coverage dropped by about 10 percentage points from 43.6 to 34.2 and then 44.5 to 34.8. Now the indirect estimate is a little more complicated because we used all the different positivity estimates. You can see that our positivity ranged from 4.4% at one of the commercial laboratories to 6.3% at IPP. This averaged to an overall mean of about 5.6% with 1.2 tests per woman tested. We used this to adjust for multiple testing. The weighted mean used for the weighted composite was 5.1%, and these commercial laboratories plus Group Health Cooperative and IPP accounted for 52% of all the cases found in Washington. So that means for the weighted composite estimate, for 52% of the cases, we knew the exact number of tests it took to find those cases, and we only had to use indirect estimation for the remaining 48%. So here are the results for indirect estimation. Again, the denominator is the same for all these estimates. We used the NSFG proportion of sexually active women, which is 61.1%, and applied it to about 500,000 Washington women aged 15 to 25 years. And the numerator is the number of reported cases, which was 11,218 for 2009, divided by the different positivity estimates. We can see that the Group Health Cooperative had the lowest positivity. It resulted in the highest screening coverage estimate of 68.7%, versus IPP, which had the highest positivity and resulted in the lowest screening coverage percent. And then the indirect lab was kind of in between with 58.4%, and the weighted composite was 57.6%. So here's a slide that shows all the screening coverages together. The red circles are the HEDIS estimates, and the yellow squares are the indirect estimates, and the bars are the 95% confidence intervals. And I'd like to point out that screening coverage ranges from 30 to 80%. And you can see that our HEDIS estimates were lower than our indirect estimates. Now, these estimates do have some limitations. For the HEDIS measure, we assumed that Group Health Cooperative was generalizable to the entire state of Washington. However, uninsured women are not included in the HEDIS measure, and women who get tested out of plan and do not bill their insurance are also not included in the HEDIS measure. And for the indirect measure, we assume that women are not tested in more than one laboratory. So the HEDIS and indirect measures do not produce similar screening coverage estimates. They're not interchangeable. We also found that the 2010 HEDIS sexual activity estimate is similar to the NSFG estimate. And we found that for the indirect estimation technique, positivity does have a strong impact on screening coverage. Ours range from 50 to 70%. Kind of in conclusion, for the HEDIS utilizer estimate, which is the standard HEDIS estimate, it's probably an underestimate of the population screening coverage because it doesn't include uninsured women and women who have out-of-plan care. The indirect IPP estimate, which is the standard indirect estimate, does not appear to be a great measure of population screening coverage because it has such a high positivity, it results in a lower screening coverage. And we've determined that it was feasible to obtain detailed information from major laboratories, making the weighted composite a simple and effective way to measure screening coverage. And we recommend that resources be applied so that on a national and local health jurisdiction level, we can obtain laboratory information so we can do the weighted composite estimate. I'd like to acknowledge the University of Washington, Group Health Research Institute, and CDC for funding this project.